ready to go. It's time to be at the door. Looks like I'm moving on down the line. Well, I got my ticket and I got my hat. What's that going on? It'll come back. That's why I'm moving on down the line.
Hello, I'm Todd DeFeo, publisher and editor of Sightseer's Delight. A Georgia state senator recently announced his plan to introduce legislation to let Georgians decide on a constitutional amendment allowing casino gambling, sports betting, and parimutuel wagering. During a joint Committees on Economic Development and Tourism meeting, state senator Brandon Beach, a Republican from Alpharetta, said the initiative could bring in $900 million per year to the state. Half of the money would go into a freight and logistics fund for road, bridge, and rail projects, while the remaining money would go toward rural health care, mental health care, gambling addiction, and historically black colleges and universities. Here's what the state senator had to say about his proposal.
It's a constitutional amendment that I will be dropping the first day of session, and it deals with destination resort, casino gaming, parimutuel wagering, and sports betting to let the voters decide on all three issues. You know, I've been working on this for about 10 years, and I just think it's, to the chairman's point, we've got now, what you said, 38 states doing sports betting. When I started, there was hardly any. And I'm all for sports betting, but I will tell you from an economic development job creation standpoint, sports betting is done through this. From a job creation standpoint, if we would have three destination resort casinos and one parimutuel track, or maybe two, we would create a lot of jobs. It creates a lot of jobs. We flew up to Wynn up in Boston and saw what they've done. And listen, I want to be very clear. I don't want a Las Vegas Strip, but what I do want is a Wynn type of facility that is a destination where it has a 1,000-room hotel here in Atlanta with Versace and Gucci and restaurants and really a place to go. And shows and spa and everything. I mean, they tell me now, like up at the Wynn in Boston, 60% of their revenue is non-gaming. They sell a lot of steaks. They have a lot of shows. They do a lot of retail business. So, and that's what we need here. You know, we, as great a state as we are for creating jobs, one of the things that we are competing with, and Chairman Stevens and I both sit on the World Congress Center Oversight Committee, that convention business is a very, very tough business. That's 1.5 million square feet of convention space, and we're competing with Nashville, New Orleans, Orlando, Las Vegas. And one of the things we do lack here in the metro Atlanta area is any nighttime activity. So we've got to figure out how we do that. But what I'd like to do is just quickly tell you a little bit about this. If you look on line 66, that's really the meat of the line 66 through lines 74 talks about General Assembly may provide for the operation of regulations of sports betting, parimutuel betting, and casino gambling. And then it talks about setting up a gaming commission. And then we would do enabling legislation if the voters pass this. Then if you go to line 86, I'll tell you where I've got the money going, and I'd love to have input from all of y'all in this committee if you think the money should go somewhere else. I've got 50% of the money going to Freight and Logistics Fund. As you know, Commissioner McMurray has come out with a freight and logistics plan, but it costs $5 billion to implement. And I will tell you folks, if we don't start building roads in your area in Savannah right now, in 10 years, you're not going to be able to move around in Savannah with the growth. With they're predicting the commercial warehouse space is going to go from 100 million square feet to 200 million square feet. You got the Hyundai plant, battery plant. You've got the port continuing to grow at 10% a year. So that's good that port's an economic engine, but we got to make sure we can get trucks and freight and logistics throughout our state. And right now, we've got to do that. We've got to get more product on rail. So 50% of the money, and when I say Freight and Logistics Fund, this would not be used for, it's very specific. It can't be used for F-150 trucks or salaries. It's got to go into capital improvement infrastructure, roads, bridges, rail. Then 20% on line 93 would go to rural health care fund. and then another 20% would go to mental health care and gambling addiction fund, and then 10% would go to Historic Black College and University Fund. So, let me just say this. If you look at, if we were able to do three destination resorts in one racetrack and sports betting, you're talking about $900 million in revenue to the state. So you're talking about $450 million a year for capital infrastructure projects, and then you're, the rest of it, and it would go in as 20% and 20% and then 10%. But it's a revenue source. I'll end with this. The day after Christmas, about 3 years ago, I guess it was, 3 or 4 years ago, my wife and I got in the car, and we went up to Cherokee, North Carolina. And I wanted to see what was going on up there. And that's not what we want to build, by the way, but it's not as nice as what we want to build here in Georgia, but if this were to pass. But before I went in, I drove through the parking lot, and you know where 85% of the license plates were from? Georgia. So we are funding North Carolina's education system with Georgia license plates up there gaming. So I just think it's something we have to let the voters decide. As Chairman Stevens said, from the polling we've seen, it will pass, we think.
Beach plans to introduce his measure on the first day of the legislative session that starts next month. He indicated he could also edit the legislation to allow state officials to use proceeds to help the state attract major events, such as the Super Bowl and the Final Four. Proposals to expand gambling are not new to the state of Georgia and its political landscape. Will 2024 yield a different outcome? Only time will tell. For Sightseer's Delight, I'm Todd DeFeo. Be sure to visit sightseersdelight.com for more news, features, and photos from the road.